2 Corinthians chapter 2. I just want to charge us, and we have some other updates to give to us. But I just want to leave this charge with us. How many of you were blessed in the first service? I felt the need that we should pray after then, but it didn't quickly come to mind. And also there wasn't time, as we didn't want to eat deep into our preparation towards the second service. So just at any time we, I don't know, but let's just put it in mind that we should always be praying what we are hearing. So I'm even saying this as you even go home. Please ensure you do. I felt God would want us to pray. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So please don't listen, you know, like Pastor Anu told us. Like that message is like our key for every other message, profiting by the word of God. So pray the word, and see it come to life. I also love the song Pure Stream sang in the second service. I hide myself in you. You know, my life is hid in Christ. So that's where we'll keep ourselves. Nothing would that is strange will come our way. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, let's start from verse 12. It says, furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened to me by the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit because I did not find Titus, my brother, because taking my leave of them, I departed for Macedonia. Now, thanks be to God, who always leads us to triumph in Christ. Can we all say this together? No. That's just the first part I want us to read together. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So Apostle Paul, while he was on a journey, on a missionary journey, right, he helped us to exhume or to realize that something is possible in Christ. He says, now thanks be to God who, I think KJV says, causes us, right? What does TPT say? Or maybe any other version that you want us to learn from. It says, God always makes his grace visible in Christ, who includes us as partners of his endless triumph. Like, that's beautiful rendition, right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, God always makes his grace, always leads us. Oh, you've moved to... Okay, amplified. But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. So, I mean, all this is to say to us that there is victory in Christ. Triumph means victory. For the many reasons we know in the scripture, 1 John will talk about whosoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. But we should know that that experience is a daily and always experience. Can you say it's always?
Always.
Yeah. As a child of God, you must know that God leads me to triumph always. Not sometime. Not when I'm happy. Not when he's happy. Always. I can even say regardless of the mood. You just ensure you get victory. If you like, be happy before the victory or be happy after the victory. The life of the believer is to triumph always. He says, thanks be to God who always lead us. So whenever you say, though as many as are led by the Spirit, one of the many things you are being led to do is to always triumph. So leading is not only instruction. You know, when he says, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. So it's not as to maybe what to do per se, but even in determining the outcomes.
Yeah.
So if God is going to lead you anywhere, is to triumph. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So anytime we think of making any attempt at anything, God already has a definite outcome for it. He says, and through us, this is my emphasis today, through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. This is my focus today, actually. But I want you to know that God wants you to triumph. Anything that hasn't looked like victory. And what is victory? Victory is that God has intervened and all the glory has now been given to God. That's victory. Victory is not success. Success is defined by the realities of our own outcome, or the outcome of our own realities. Yeah, the outcome of our own realities, meaning you want this.
Yes.
That's success. But victory is that God has been involved in a thing and all the glory has been given to God. That's victory. You can achieve success and it's not victory. But victory would always bring you success. Do you understand what I'm saying? So God is not saying we should live a successful life. We should live a victorious life. A life that God has the inroad to. And then once God is done, all the glory is returned back to God. So anything we do, we are giving God the room, right? When we say, God, have your way. What we are literally saying, we want to triumph over this matter. God, have your way over this child. God, have your way over this business. God, have your way over this project. God, have your way in my life. You're literally saying that this life should be victorious. This thing should be victorious. This thing that I've embarked upon should reveal the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he says, and through us. Now, when every time God is gaining access into your space and leading you to triumph, something is happening to you. That's the thing I find fascinating here. Because at times, we always just think everything ends with God. We really don't understand how we have been called into the same inheritance that Christ has. At times, some of us have the mentality of we are servants. You know, the way you don't see yourself as a child of God, but I'm to serve. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to bring. Like, you is a servant, man. Like, we are nothing. There's a mindset of God is there. Whatsoever he uses us to do, we have no place in him. No, that's not. This is always a challenge of the Muslim. Like, when you say you're a child of God, you have been adopted, it's strange. It's like that's too much. So it's enough to be a servant in that sense. So if he uses, however he uses us, if we don't have a place in him, that's the mentality of that servant that I'm trying to paint. But when he says we have been called to adoption, or we have been made joint heirs with Christ, he's saying that as God is receiving all the glory, something is happening with our own lives. So he says, as God is leading you to triumph. Now, don't forget, that victory is that God is introduced in that subject or in that matter, and all the glory is returned back to him. But to you, you are experiencing what is written here. It says, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge. So it means that your life then becomes a dispenser. I like it. It says fragrance of his knowledge. So if you know, fragrance is what we smell, right? So if somebody says, I want to smell his knowledge, if I am there and God is always leading me to triumph, they will smell his knowledge anywhere. So he says we will be able to diffuse his knowledge in every place. So wherever I find myself, As long as God is leading me to triumph always, I will be a dispenser, I will be a diffuser of his knowledge. That was why he said, let your light so shine before men that when they see your good works, they will glorify my Father in heaven. So in that place I find myself, as long as I'm ensuring that victory is the, there's no barest minimum. Victory is the minimum. Victory is the maximum. As long as God is leading me to triumph always, me, I will be a dispenser of his, meaning when people are lacking the knowledge of God, as long as God puts me in that place, I will be able to diffuse the fragrance of his knowledge. Hallelujah. Amen. Is that not beautiful?
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying, that we're not just onwelo. We're not just to be used. We are actually important in the agenda of God. That even through us, they didn't just say through Christ. You know, Hebrews told us of how much he is the express image of his person, the brightness of his glory, you know, all those things that Hebrews defined of Christ. But it says also, we also have an inheritance in the saint. And one of it is that wherever we find ourselves, there wouldn't be the absence of his knowledge. Wherever we find ourselves, it will be easy. You know, I think that's one invention that is, I feel it's very, it works easily. Any diffuser that is working hard, like generator, is not a diffuser. You know the way the thing sounds? Now, if you want to, what's the lead you? Have you bought a dispenser that is as loud as your gen? I'm just saying that it's easy. It's simple. It's easy, it's simple. You won't break people's head to diffuse. You won't say, you people don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know what I'm made of. No. Verse 15. But don't forget this. This is our emphasis, but we'll read on. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ. Well, what does that mean to you? It says to God, so if someone smell you, they will smell Christ. I don't know if when they smell you now, it's you they are smelling. You know, on Thursday, I was saying to us that God's discovery will give you a better marriage than self-discovery. You know what? Thank you. You know what they always tell? You guys should know yourself. You guys should know yourself. Understand yourself very well. Now, when you know yourself and it stays as self, you would have idols in the house. Because the problem of the other, without knowledge, will keep the other sleepless. Say, dear God, this guy is a glutton. How will I satisfy a glutton? This guy is, you know, those things that you find inside you that we can't say with Mike. There are some that you can say with Mike, though. Yeah. Find out that he does not like to do this, or he likes to do this, or she likes to do this. By the time we know that knowledge, go help her. I'm serious. Because you will be on a race that will not end. But when is God discovery? Do you know why God discovery is better than self? So God discovery is this. Paul, can you come and say, please? Now God discovery is, Paul is aware of something, maybe that he likes, but he can ask God first. That God can say to Paul, Paul, you have this in you. I don't like it. Use Timothy chapter blah blah to deal with it. So, but self-discovery is, hello, honey, this is me. So that knowledge informs an assignment. So it is worship this. So that self-discovery, that's the demand it places on the other. We don't know. We don't say, we are knowing ourselves, we are getting better, we are knowing ourselves. Actually, it puts a necessity on the other. Now, we know there are still things that are of self that don't bring glory to God. You can sit down. Thank you. I said some things. This mic does not want to say some things. I mean, I want to say it, but the mic is like this. Please, off the mic. Off the mic. And if you're not married, if you start this journey quickly, you will find out that you won't put a woman under the pressure to have another idol apart from God. You know when the one way say that somebody loves... do you know the reason why we always say she loves God more than me? Do you know the reason why? Is that regardless of my self-identity, I can quickly mirror it from my God identity so that she will keep serving God. Now, if you want to interpret this culturally, it's your cup of tea. Yeah. Because that yourself has not done anybody good. He has not done you yourself good. You have always been unhappy. See, friends, let me confess. Anytime there's a particular satisfaction that I'm like, I want somebody to do, maybe my wife to do something for me. If I don't, maybe to buy something else. Do anything. Now, I take that thing, that unhappiness, I take it to God. I get judgment from there first. Now, if God now, and God has never said, yeah, she's meant to do it, go and hold her neck. But anytime I come out from that prayer, a God identity comes out. He's a man that can live without that thing. But before they're like, don't you know this is me? Don't you know this is me? Don't you know this is me? You have forgotten my five love languages. You have forgotten my five. Like one pastor said, if one of the language of your husband is a physical touch, be laying hands on him every day. You are blessed. Every day. He says physical touch. Lay hands. Yeah, you are blessed. It's not physical touch. But you yourself, you know he's still working in you. Then you now want to put a verdict on that self-discovery. No, rather go for your God identity. What has God said about you? Then tell the other, this is what God said about me. Hey, that's the right premise of worship. That's the right premise of our service. If you have lasciviousness or greed, if we worship you on that basis, we have raised an idol. Says, yeah, just spend anyhow. That's the way. If we leave you like that, you will spend your birthright. Rather, we will tell you, what's God saying about this, your thriftiness? This, your spending anyhow? Yeah, because if you want to use Connie, I'm the husband of the house, yeah, let me just spend when. And we know, all of us know, it's not the God identity. You will wreck everybody. But if you can go to God and say, God, I know this thing. This is what brings me joy or happiness. What do you say about it? Then God says, no, I don't like this thing there. You will not give her pressure, or you will not give him pressure. Both will be able to live in peace. But if both of us are looking and chasing, you are reading all the books that help glorify your self-identity. Self has not profited anybody anything. It won't bring... Because some singles are on the journey of discovery, self-discovery. Who am I? Who am I not? Who am I going to be? No, it's who did God say you are? Who did God say you are not? And who did God say you are going to be? Because both will just be running, both parties will be running helter-skelter, unsatisfied home. Yeah. It says, for we are to God the fragrance of Christ. As we are diffusing the knowledge of God, we are also the fragrance. Means when they smell that thing, it's Christ that is the component of that smell. Among those that are saved, or being saved, and among those who are perishing. So it's both ways. It says, when a brother meets another brother, find grace to diffuse Christ. Don't diffuse self. And for the ones that are perishing, you know, at times, for some of us, to those that are perishing, that's when our irritation comes up. Like, that's when we know we have a lot of boundaries. Yeah, some of us, we can't accommodate them. Some of us, even there are stereotypes in our mind, you know, that at times, for some, it's even this church that has helped some of your stereotype mind. Ah, ele não se olhou. Ah. There's nobody that can worship, that cannot worship God, though. Yeah, for some of us, it's where we're coming from. You can just, something can just trigger off your irritation. But it says to those that are perishing, meaning those that don't send you, those that don't even like what you are saying is eternal life. It says to them, you should still remain the fragrance of Christ. Like, don't be less. That's what he's saying. So he says to the ones that are being saved and to the ones that are perishing, both of them are on a continuous journey. I'm not saying the ones that he has been perishing before, there, he has now stopped. He says the one that is telling you, I'm going there. Like, I'm still going to go and sin tomorrow. He says, remain. Now, tell him the guy, you go a file. The way you are doing like this, you enter hell. And hell burns. Forever. Yeah, it's not you not even telling the person that he that doesn't believe in the Son is condemned already. You are not fragrancing Christ. Because Christ will tell that person that if you don't believe in this, you will get this. Verse 16. Are you blessed? To the one, we are the aroma of death leading to death. And to the other, we are the aroma of life leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things? Verse 17. For we are not as so many peddling the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as from God, we speak in the sight of God. In Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Our hallelujah has gone down. Amen. Someone doesn't like that. I said, is God discovery over? Seven. I've just shattered like a 15-page journal. Yes. Because the title of journal is myself. Oh, myself. And you know, some people write journal. See, if your journal is journaling yourself, you're not helping. It's not a worthy letter that people need when you had gone. Yeah, people don't need it. Is it that you are a greedy person? We've been seeing greedy people. But if it's your God discovery, it's worthy of, you know, people taking your journal and archiving it. Yeah, the men that we learn from today is because they did the God discovery exercise. Some of them, they discovered their assignment. Some of them, they discovered that they are not meant to die as a heart diseased patient. Yeah, that's also your God, because I'm not just talking about lustful things alone. I'm also talking of, for example, if you think you are meant to remain sick. No, that's not your God discovery. That's not your God discovery. Or maybe someone told you die at a year that you know is not possible. No, that's self-discovery. And Google helps us with self-discovery. Yeah, Google. When you Google it, you will see everything that is possible in self. You just find out that one liver has been missing for a long time. Ah. Can we go to Matthew chapter 5? Please don't forget that you had to diffuse the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. in every place. No barrier in every place. And I, like I said, you are not making people say, like, no. Diffuse with his. That's why you should trust that he would grant you grace to triumph always. Because those opportunities will come. Yeah, those opportunities will come when they know that man cannot continue with this again. And then they will ask you, what's your own opinion? Then you say, let's do it this way. I think let's start from verse 13. Verse 13. Can you say, I diffuse his knowledge in every place? Can you take it back there? Let's just use that as a word of confession. And so diffuse the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. So can we just say that 5 times? I diffuse the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. I diffuse the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Say it boldly.
I diffuse the fragrance of his knowledge in every place.
For the last time, I diffuse the fragrance of his knowledge
in every place.
Every place. Every place. No place is exempted. Every place, every place, everywhere my breath exists. It won't only be my breath that is there. The fragrance of his knowledge will be there as well.
Yes.
I like it when a child of God takes their stand.
Yeah.
Yeah, to say that, oh, this is what is possible. This is what I would allow. You know, for many of us, when God brings us into places of leadership, there are a lot of things we will shut out. You know, there's some people that they naturally think that working with anybody that is superior means they will be slaves, or they will be abused, or they will be cheated. Immediately, they should know that they've come to a place where those nonsense don't exist. And you don't need to struggle about it. Is that when you get there, you yourself, you know that he causes you to triumph daily, always. In everything, in every situation. Matthew chapter 5, please. Verse 13. It says, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? Now, this gospel is also establishing that scripture we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. All who are in the house. Not just to the ones that are being saved. Also to the ones that are perishing. It says this light is not just a light to your brother. It's also a light to the one that is perishing. All who are in the house. All who are in the house. All who are in the house. No, sir, we're not segregating who gets blessed by the light. All who are in the house. You know, you don't show some people pepper and show some people love. No, all who are in the house. You are a love being. You are not a love segregated being. Meaning your love only comes alive when you see Brother Chuma. Yeah, no, it's not. And that's why you have to be careful that when you see your brother, and when you see an unbeliever, you have to be careful. Now, it won't be the same level of love, but you have to show love. Yeah. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house, let your light so shine before men. Another emphasis is all men, to the perishing and to the ones that are being saved, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let them see, let them see. Let them see, let them see, let them see the light. Let them see the light. Verse 17. Do not think I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy them, but to fulfill them. Okay, we're to stop at 16. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You know, if we also read John, where he talked about, I think John 1, where he talked about Jesus being the light of the world. I think we can start from verse 1. We just read to verse 9. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. You know, that tells us that when, you know, the reason why some of us disenfranchise those that are perishing is because we are afraid of overshadowing or being spited or being ridiculed or being overcome. We just want to speak where we are understood. Do you get? You only want to talk to the person that understands what you are saying, so that they can appreciate, because we like to be appreciated. But we would have thrown away, blessed are those that are persecuted for my sake. We won't experience that one. Maybe we'll experience all the other beatitudes. So to the ones that are perishing, we are not afraid of that darkness. Because it says that the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Let's read on. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. We have two more verses to read, yeah? Thank you. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. So you can see that the light that Jesus has was not for some. It was possible for all men to partake of that light. So the fragrance of Christ that we are can be diffused to all. You know, many of us, it's for us to seek out the opportunities, because you are more alive somewhere than somewhere else. You know, some of us, we can't wait to leave office. Say, let me quickly leave office. Let me go and meet. What we do together more often is to sharpen one another. But even in those places, in those dark places, we have the grace to diffuse his knowledge. Yeah, in every place. I'm seeing this as a charge for me not to see limitation anywhere. And I won't even classify the places where I want to shine. It says, let your light so shine, so that all men, when they see your good work, all men, they wouldn't be able to gainsay that, oh, we need to give glory to God. You know, to the Pharisee, Jesus ensured that he was diffusing the fragrance of the Father. And that was why Nicodemus, when he came to him, he said, we know. Like, we don't say it outside, though. you are not coming to agreement with darkness. And so it's not like you are selling out. Do you get, like, you want this guy to like, you want, it's not that you want darkness to like, it's that when darkness asks darkness question, they will both tell themselves that we know that you are a man from God. And there is no one that does the things you do except God be with him. Yeah. So you are not trying to befriend darkness. But you are ensuring that every audience you have with darkness is that light is shining. Many a times when I've missed this kind of opportunities, it pains me. It pains me. I remember there was a guy when I traveled some, I think it's 2 years now, Seth. And one of the guys that we went for a meeting together, he was just chatting with me and we strolled outside and then he removed cigarettes. He wanted to smoke. I said, okay, I thought maybe it would stop there. Until he offered me, he said, oh. Now, what the devil, not the Holy Ghost, is to get annoyed. Is the devil will make you get annoyed. The Holy Spirit would rather want you to see an opportunity to diffuse. So when I left that place, I was sad. Because I was like, ah. A me Holy Ghost dripping, anointing, bubbling. Yeah, that was the annoyance. And that one did not diffuse its fragrance. He went back into his room. Maybe he'll go and even smoke another 7 packs. So there are opportunities like that. Whatever we want us to do is to get irritated by darkness. So I love the company of my brothers. Some of us, we can't hire Sadiq. Yeah, because we only want to hire Rosemary, Timothy. From CV, you are looking at the name. You've not seen Rosemary that. Hey, Ongbano. You know, issue. Because we must always see the opportunity and the interaction with darkness. As God has assured us that darkness cannot comprehend. Meaning, what does that mean? Darkness cannot withhold the place of light. Darkness cannot look at the substance of light and displace it. Now, darkness might not agree with light, but is without, it will leave that place with the knowledge that this is light. Yes, so that's what the Pharisees came to declare through Nicodemus. That we know that you are a man from God. So everywhere we find ourselves, we know first of all that it causes us to triumph in every place. It causes us to triumph always. It causes us to have victory always. It leads us to triumph always. Not sometimes. Always. Always. Can you say always?
Always.
Even the way God arranges generational victory is very interesting. And that's what he taught us in Psalms. That, do you know the reason why strong men like children? It's because they are arrows in his quiver. But that's not even the most interesting thing. He says that guy, he will go back to the enemy's date. The places where he has experienced defeat, he will go back there. He will go back there. That was the sermon I preached at Ayo's name. And my father-in-law was also seated. I was saying, Ayo, the places where your fathers have been defeated. My father-in-law. Yeah. Yeah. That's how God gives us victory.
Yes.
Yeah. That day I didn't leave knowing that, they gave me wife. Oh. Because my wife too has said, I leave father and mother. She has cleave. Because even the gates of the enemy We'll go back there. Because, yeah, the reason why they were identified as the gate of the enemy is because that father had his defeat there. So the reason God gave him a child was so that he can have an arrow in his quiver and then go back. And that's why we would say that the places where our fathers were defeated, God has raised us to get victory. You get. So it's their joy that they will bring. You know, that's also why I said the seed will bruise the head of the serpent. Because he causes us to triumph always. Always. God always has that plan for victory. God always has. And it doesn't matter how long it takes. If you check, the plan of God is victory. Even the plan of salvation. He was told us that he is the lamb that was slain, what? From the foundations of the world. That means from the beginning of things, they already saw that this is the victory to this issue of sin. But for us, our responsibility is that when we find ourselves in different places, we can diffuse. We can allow a passage. We can allow it flow. We are not restraining it. We are not saying, no, I don't want to be the only Jesus boy here. No. It says, for we are the fragrance of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, as we live here today, someone's saying, I message and don't understand. You know, I want us to know that God doesn't want us to feel defeated. No matter what we are going through. See, one of the things you must know as a child of God is the plan of your Father. It's what gives you the rest that you are enjoying and that you should be enjoying. In the face of adversity, particularly in trying times. Because what devil would make you do is to negate all these things. You will say, he has not caused me to triumph. You will say, darkness will comprehend my light. You will say a lot of things, and before you know it, you have said God does not exist. Before, you were saying what God cannot do does not exist. So you must see triumphing that way. That every time, my health blossom. My health blossom. If it's currently sick, it will blossom. If it's see, the plan of the enemy is so that you won't get here. I always tell this story. I remember until I picked up the book of In the Name of Jesus to really tell myself that things, they happen in the name of Jesus. Tuberculosis did not go from my body. If they were using me for experiment in Lut. Say, as you can see, this is where the umbraic is. Now you can see the way it's thin. It's thin because the disease has gone like this. Yeah, that's what they do in teaching hospital. That's what they do in teaching hospital. Non-normal hospital. If you've not gone there before, you won't know. They told them in my parents' church, he's in Lut. He said, why? Like, anytime anybody gets to Lut, Oditon. That's the idea, like, how did he get there? What happened? Man, I was even thinking Lut is a, like, when you go to Lagoon Hospital, you know? So, they said they were going to do X, Y, Z. I was the most healthy with the whole trouble in the place. I was the most healthy. And you that you, see, when you trust that you will gain victory by the wisdom of men, you know, be careful, you know? Also, in that place, I learned that, see, men can plan to help you. But if devil says, this one should not be helped, he will use the same men not to help you. Except God intervenes. There was a man, he had a spinal cord issue. Guess why he has still remained sick? The nurse mixed up his prescription. See, when I knew that one, I was like, hey, my life cannot be in the hand of a doctor. Or one senior consultant. Or one junior reg. Or one senior reg. That's what they call them in the teaching hospital. I say, immediately I say, hey, I'm not aspiring for the best medical attention. Like, I quickly told myself, because the night after, two people died beside me. And I knew the spirit of death was in that room. Two people. One beside me, one opposite the one beside me. The man, spinal cord man, was here. When he found out that they've mixed up his prescription, tire. The anger. Because I met him there, I left him there. And it was probably more than a month. The anger. And what devil will tell you that only the hospital do? You are deceiving yourself. You know, I will drink Lacacera, Lucozade Boost. You know, it's anger, poverty mentality. It's like you are eating the bread of sorrow. Because they say it's bread, you don't mind. No. I immediately picked up the book. I read it twice. See, when I finished it the second time, how many of you know, in the name of Jesus, Kenneth Hagin? When I read it the second time, I smiled after so many months for the first time. Because I had been sick to the point where my immunity was zero. Like, I had no immunity to fight anything. You know, when they carried out a bone marrow test on my body, they said, how are you still alive? That bone marrow test was the most ridiculous test I've ever done in my life. Because they drilled Jesus to the cross. They drilled nail into my bones. Wow. Wow. Then they was like, hey, is this what Jesus went through? He said, no. My legs were moving on their own. You know those films where you watch when they cut off someone's head and the body is doing, my legs, this one was functioning without me sending impulse to it. So there's nothing good in being sick. If you're sick in the body, you should be here. That it causes me to triumph in my body.
Yes.
It causes me to triumph in my body. After I finished the book, the first glorious thing God did for me was to suspend school. Because then, they already told me to forgo my admission. My final year. So then I started Maulag Wala. We will not do Maulag. So that was why it's because of me, my lag happened. So just to tell you who started, who caused it behind the scene. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's why you had extra months. Yeah. And my guy that was doing project together, he knew already I had extra year. Because all the project was in my head. And I was sick. It was just like this. Because all the projects, I was to do an AI project. Everything was in my head. I can write all the code again in my head. So he knew I'm the asset. He just said, yeah, why did they join both of us? And he finally had A. He didn't do anything. He had A. He's in Canada now. He knows he didn't do anything. He can't come and say that. He knows he didn't do anything. But he had A. Because before the defense, you know, school was suspended. I went back to school lean. Not even lean, lean is even underestimated. I was 32. I was weighing 32. Wow. Yeah. I was weighing 32 kg. My wife does not like me saying this experience because it was tough for her then. She said she could not come to the hospital to come and see me. Not that I'm not what, like, it was too much. So you, I'm telling you that, see, that in the name of Jesus, that we'll do Shambhala here, Shambhala there, it works. Yeah. And it causes you to triumph always. Not sometimes. I always believe the words of those that were praying for me in the hospital. But I couldn't even pray again. I was always believing. One more always tell me, you will live here. I say, yes, you will live here. So I'm not telling you what doesn't work. I'm telling you actually your real life. So it's not about working or not working. And you can see why it is of the essence to quickly diffuse that fragrance everywhere. Because people are in need of it. If people didn't help me then, and they didn't remain steadfast, not looking at my condition. Keep declaring the word of God and say, oh, God, read this book. This is what will get you out of here. Yeah, devil would have gained one. Just as he gained two in less than 24 hours. Can we say again, I diffuse the fragrance of his knowledge in every place.